Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says she's going to appeal yesterday's decision by a judge who struck down Benson's directive that open carry for firearms will be prohibited at polling places this year. Benson has argued that open carry at the polls amounts to a form of voter intimidation. Gun rights activists disagree. Sheriff Michael Murphy of Livingston County recently posted a video to Facebook explaining his stance on this. And he joins us now. Sheriff Murphy, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
Are you and your deputies feeling ready for elections next week?
You know, we had a meeting this morning with the not just law enforcement in our county, but also the clerks in our county, too, a Zoom meeting. And we're feeling pretty comfortable that we've got this under control. Yes.
You've talked, obviously, and worked cooperatively with the clerks. At risk of, you know, we're not asking you to tip your hand, but can you tell us anything about what plans would include for keeping things safe?
Yeah, so basically, the biggest thing was just to make sure that we are all on the same page. And when I say we, law enforcement in our county, as well as the clerks. So the expectations were set from both parties, as well as we assured them that we would have extra staff dedicated to Tuesday, as well as, you know, the other law enforcement agencies in Livingston County are going to have additional staff as well. And then depending on the polling locations and number of precincts at any given place, we've got a plan to make sure those resources are allocated accordingly with some additional, not just deputies, but with some additional command staff on that particular day, too. And also on the call was the Livingston County prosecutor, who ultimately, I mean, obviously the state, if they choose to take things that route, the AG's office can do criminal charges, but more than likely everything's going to be handled at the local level. So I, you know, obviously it's important that we are in lockstep with our prosecutor as well. So it was just a real good dialogue, again, to make sure that everybody knew what the others were doing, and also to understand the expectations on both sides as well, the clerks and law enforcement.
This is a year when voters have seen and maybe even participated in big protests, either in Lansing or as part of the Black Lives Matter movement, protests around public health. Have the events of this year inspired you to take any extra steps to make sure Election Day goes safely or smoothly?
You know, we did increase our staff a little. We typically have a couple additional folks just dedicated to elections on Election Day. But yes, we have more staff involved this year than in previous, as, like I mentioned, as do the other law enforcement agencies in the county. However, that said, one of the things that makes this a little bit different is that it's an election, right? You know, the protest in and of themselves, there's a lot of different dynamics there with people from maybe not necessarily from the area. Maybe folks that are antagonists, et cetera, et cetera. We don't expect any protest or anything at any of the polling locations because this is, you know, our fundamental right to vote. And everybody, no matter which side of the aisle, no matter which side of a particular issue you're on, everybody, you know, respects that. And given the fact that, you know, I don't want to say the citizenry in Livingston County is a little more a little more human than maybe some of the other things that we've seen in some other locations. That's probably a poor choice of words, but my point is I really see this as folks going to the poll, doing their job, exercising their right, I should say, and then just going home. I don't see you know, I just don't see any issues.
When Secretary Jocelyn Benson clarified her office's directive on open carry at the polls, can you tell us what was going through your mind when you heard about that?
Well, my initial thought was, what the heck is she thinking? And you know, I guess my initial thought also was disappointment in that she never reached out to any of the locals. She never reached out to any of the local clerks. She never reached out to any of the local law enforcement to see what, you know, we know at the local level, we know our counties, we know our townships, we know our cities best. And for, you know, her to come down and say, this is how we're going to do things, I guess I was disappointed. I was also disappointed in the fact that this comes, you know, 2 weeks out from an election. And then they use the excuse of, you know, we're anticipating whatever, you know, and because of the plot to kidnap the governor, somehow that ties into that, which I just don't agree with. But I will say this, and I will give her the benefit of the doubt that her motives were genuine in her comment that, you know, she wants to ensure the best she can and do everything in her power that she can to ensure safe and secure voting. And I appreciate that. And listen, at the end of the day, that's what everybody wants. That's what law enforcement wants. That's what all the clerks want as well. So we're all in this to make sure that that happens, but you can't sit in Lansing and say that without having contact with your local folks. That just doesn't make any sense to me. And quite frankly, had there been much thought put into this thing, she would have been better off just not saying anything because, listen, open carry is nothing new, right? I mean, we've been through how many elections, and we've had folks show up with open carry. We've handled it at the local level. The clerks make sure the people get in, get their ballot, they go vote, and then they leave. It's just that simple. So, you know, to shine a big spotlight on this issue that didn't need a spotlight shined on it, I think was would have been more appropriate.
In the video in which you explained your position, you stated that you didn't feel it was the business of a sheriff to enforce a directive that came through the Secretary of State's office. But at the same time, you also tried to dissuade folks who might feel compelled to make a show of open carry at the polls next Tuesday. Can you tell us a little more about your line of thought on that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, let's face it, the fact of open carry in and of itself legally is not intimidating, right? And that's where, you know, people are trying to say, well, it's intimidating. I see somebody open carry, I'm intimidated. Well, again, that in and of itself is not against the law. So my point with that whole thing is this. I assure you that when she shined the spotlight on this issue, as I mentioned before, there's Joe Redneck sitting in his lazy boy saying, huh, you know what? I'm going to go open carry just because I can and exercise my right, which, of course, you can. However, I asked and I would try to dissuade anybody from doing that just because it does make folks uneasy. And leave if you're worried about protection, that's what our job is. That's what law enforcement's job is. So are there going to be people that will show up to the polls with open carrying? Yes, there are. And they will be treated just like everybody else. They'll be given their ballot. They'll run their ballot through the machine and then they'll go home. But my point was, just because something's legal doesn't necessarily make it a good idea. And that was my point with that. So if you weren't thinking about open carrying, and you decided to just to kind of thumb your nose at the Secretary of State, please don't do that. If you were thinking about carrying concealed, then leave the thing concealed. Don't make an issue. Go in and do your ballot and get out of there. If you're doing it because you think that somehow the polling locations are going to be unsafe and, you know, you feel unsafe or you feel the need to protect other people, don't do it because we've got this covered from a law enforcement perspective. So that was really kind of the message I was trying to get out there. And, you know, really, frankly, at the risk of upsetting the both sides, you know, your pro-gun people and your not pro-gun people. But that's my stance as the sheriff. And that's I said what I said and I stand by it.
Right. You know, there are all manner of things that might happen at a polling place that are not what we would want, but which are perfectly legal. I mean, I guess a person could show up partly dressed. A person could show up at a polling place sick. And our understanding is that they won't be turned away, that everyone does have that right to vote. You know, a person might even show up sick and unmasked and coughing on people. It's clear that open carry makes some people feel much safer, but that it doesn't make everyone feel safe. I mean, I've seen people show up for marches or protests with highly modified AR-15s. You know, it's a little different vibe than someone just carrying a handgun for which they're, you know, they're fully permitted. Can you give us some insight into how your folks and the county's folks will be making those judgment calls if somebody were to phone in from a polling place and say, hey, there's somebody here and folks are feeling nervous about it?
Yeah. So as far as the person that shows up, you know, coughing and hacking, that's going to be, I'm hoping that the clerks would take the lead on that and keep as much distance as they could with everybody else, get that person in, voted, and get them out of there, and then, you know, disinfect, you know, and get on with the day. And frankly, I would hope that the same thing would happen with the guy or gal that decides to strap an AR on their chest and walk in, get them in and get them out, maybe even move them to the front of the line if that's what it takes. Because, you know, you hate to make a bunch of accommodations for folks, but on the same token, the longer that sick person or the longer that person with a rifle slung over their chest is in the polling location, that's just going to add to that angst. But we would, in both of those scenarios, should we, law enforcement, be called, that would be our recommendation. And there's nothing illegal. We can't force, the clerks can't force somebody to mask, but we would certainly, again, appreciate the fact that they would do that. Again, just because it's a good idea doesn't mean that it should be done. And I would hope that somebody that's sick wouldn't show up at the polls or would reach out to the clerk, you know, right there ahead of time and say, hey, listen, I'm not feeling well. Can you move me to the front of the line? I'll do what I got to do to get out of here a little bit quicker. You know, somewhere along the line in this whole thing, we've lost sight of common sense. And it's not on just this particular issue. It just seems like as a country, you know, a little bit of common sense and a little bit of courtesy and forethought is just gone for whatever reason.
Sheriff Michael Murphy of Livingston County, thank you, Sheriff, so much for your time. I hope you and all your staff stay safe next week.
Thanks, you as well. And we're hoping we close the books on Tuesday with an uneventful day.